I get the feeling, get that monkey off the back from being on the road in conference, it's going to be a good challenge.
It feels great. Anytime you're going on the road, you know, it's always going to be a tough challenge. And I'm just proud of the guys who come out and, you know, put a complete game together. Like Coach Jules was saying, he talked all week about, you know, playing a whole game for four quarters. And we did that and came out with a win.
2 yards in that third quarter. What was different? Did you just almost know what they were doing, or was everything just clicking for you guys? What was it like being out there giving up 2 yards in a quarter?
Well, it just came back to just playing your technique and playing the defense and, you know, executing the defense and just making plays, really. When you weren't really worried about, you know, the yards and stuff like that, but just, you know, playing every play and just giving it your all, really.
Playing in a dome concern you at all this week?
Not really. I played there before 2 years ago, and it didn't affect me any. So I actually really like it, so. You know, I don't think it affect the team.
Is it like a basketball rink? What does it look like? I mean,
it's like a mini dome. You know, kind of small, not real big. So.
You feel like this defense, even though it was bad last year, this year you're playing. What do you feel like? You have kind of a swagger when you guys are out there. That you like being out there?
Oh yes, sir. We love being out there, and you know, it's just a different attitude. You know, we go out on the field before a drive. You know, we'll get together and talk about the things we got to do, you know, to be successful for that drive as far as, like, you know, going three and out, not giving up big plays and just stuff like that. And that's really made a difference for us this year.
I know you like being out there, but it's got to be nice having an offense that marches down the field and you guys get to just hang out on the sideline and watch. Talk about the offense, just watching them move the ball down the field. You guys get to rest up and get a three and out and get the rest up again while they march down the field.
Yeah, it's good to have your offense be able to move the ball and get first down and things like that. Obviously, gives you rest. But at the same time, you know, you're on the sideline just rooting them on, encouraging them, you know, to keep doing good. And as long as they keep doing that and keeping us off the field, then I think, you know, the success for the next four games will be real good.
You guys have gone through some transition here from McNeil facility and through the beginning of the year. You sense this team has turned the corner and is – sees maybe the light at the end of the tunnel here, and he's
going
to play his best football down
the stretch. Well, I think these guys know that, you know, the next four games are winnable, and I don't think no one is giving up. So I think down the stretch, you know, we have some games we're going to win.
Does that schedule concern you, though, at all at the same time being three of the last four on the road?
Well, not really. You know, it'll be good to have a couple more at home, but you know, that's just how the schedule falls, and you know, like Coach Drew said, no escape. You know, you just got to play the rest of the schedule and just do your best.
We asked you a little bit, Coach Dooley hit on how y'all came out on all phases in that third quarter and all. What happened during the halftime in the locker room? Was there a big speech? Was it a block kick at the end of the first half? What happened?
In the locker room, we just, you know, no one was down. About, you know, the first half, we just knew that in order to win the game, we was going to have to come out and have a great second half. And that's one of the things we didn't do very well early in the season, was have a great second half sometimes. And it was a challenge to us this week to play all four quarters. And at halftime, you know, everybody was just talking it up and getting everybody going and just staying motivated to come out and have a great second half.
Any more questions for Josh?